At KVGC News Time, 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock, time for a look at the news for a Friday. It's the 8th day of December for 2017. A large illegal indoor marijuana grow was busted yesterday in the Valley Springs area. Members of the Calaveras County Sheriff's Office Marijuana Enforcement Team served a search warrant at an illegal unregistered indoor grow at a residence on Dellen Way in Valley Springs. No one was home during the search, although suspects involved with the operation have been identified. Upon arrival, deputies found that the entire house and garage had been converted for marijuana cultivation, with a small area in one room as living quarters. 1,220 marijuana plants were seized, as well as a large amount of U.S. currency and a vehicle. Sheriff's Office says this investigation is ongoing.
Well, Amador County Treasurer Tax Collector Mike Ryan reminding property owners, you have until Monday, December 11th, to make a timely payment of the first installment of your annual secured property taxes for the 17-18 fiscal year. Now, the first installment of secured property taxes due and payable November 1st will now become delinquent if not paid by 5 p.m. Monday, December 11th. Now, after the 11th, a 10% delinquent penalty will be added. Ryan notes, payments may be made by mail, online, or in person at the tax collector's office. To view your tax info and or print a copy of your property tax bill, visit amadorgov.org/tax. Select View Property Tax Bill. For additional info, contact the tax collector's office at 223-6364.
And the 11th annual Parade of Lights is set for tomorrow in Sutter Creek. Everything from cars, mail trucks, school buses, horses, dogs, people, marching bands, they'll all be decorated with lights as they parade down historic Sutter Creek's Main Street. Free shuttle service is available this year. You can park and ride for free to the Parade of Lights. Parking is available at four locations: the Italian Picnic Grounds, Sutter Hill Transit Center, Sutter Creek Fire Station, and Amador High School. Shuttles will run from 3 p.m. to 6:30 to get you to the event, and return service will be available immediately following the parade. The parade starts at 6:30, but remember, no parking is allowed on Main Street after 5 p.m., and the streets close around 5:30. So please plan to arrive early, as the best viewing spots tend to fill up quickly. Please, no items on the sidewalks to save spaces before 4 p.m., as they will be removed. Now, if you'd like more information, visit suttercreek.org.
Well, the annual Matt Scott Racing Amador Sheriff Holiday Toy Drive set for tomorrow at Jackson Motors in Jackson. The toy drive runs from 10 to 2 with free cookies, popcorn, and refreshments. Free photos with Santa, also a highlight of the event. Mrs. Claus and the Elves will take your photo and email it directly to you, and Matt Scott and his race car will also be available for photos. So please bring an unwrapped gift for a child in need within our local community. New toys of all kinds for all ages will be collected. And today, a rep from the Amador County Sheriff's Office and Santa Claus will be at Walmart collecting new unwrapped toys for local children from 10 to 3. Now, this collection, part of the same drive, toys will be distributed at St. Sava Mission Saturday, December 16th, from 9 to 2. That's next Saturday. Now, toys from all collection points will be included. If you wish to participate in the toy drive, visit the school office where your child or children are attending school. Simply ask the office staff for a voucher. If your child is homeschooled or not of school age, please visit the school district office or sheriff office for a voucher.
You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why Santa Claus is...
That's right. The Ione Fire Department's Santa Patrol wraps up its rounds through the neighborhoods of Ione tonight. Tonight, Santa will visit Castle Oaks East, starting on Fairway Drive, heading towards Oakview Drive, ending up at Vista Lane. Santa visits Ione starting about 6 o'clock tonight. Santa will be in Jackson the 20th, 21st, 22nd, and 23rd with the Jackson Fire Department as well. And that wraps up a look at local news on this Gold Country Friday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting.